Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help businesses? I'm really interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's going great here. Thanks for asking. But hey, I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm Dasha, your friendly AI assistant. But I'm all ears. How can I help you today? Maybe I can tell you more about what I do or answer any questions you have about voice AI.
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. I don't have personal experience or memories, but I do know Dasha AI is known for creating really natural, human-like voice AI conversation. Vector Solutions sounds familiar as a client, but I can't say for sure. What kind of solutions do you offer with them? I'd love to hear more.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm here and ready. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping conversations engaging enough to convert leads. It can be time-consuming and costly. How does your AI handle those challenges differently?
Tell me more about reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping conversations engaging.
Sure thing. Reaching the right prospects efficiently means targeting the people who are most likely to be interested in your product or service. So, you don't waste time or resources on dead ends. Our AI can analyze data to prioritize leads and personalize conversations, making each interaction feel natural and relevant. As for keeping conversations engaging, the AI uses natural language understanding to respond dynamically, ask the right questions, and adapt its tone, kind of like chatting with a real person. It's designed to hold attention and build rapport, which boosts conversion rates. Does that sound like something that could help your team?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining that future is exciting. If your service exceeded expectations in 12 months, I'd picture a steady stream of high-quality leads coming in without the usual hassle. More time for the team to focus on closing deals rather than chasing prospects. Revenue growth would be noticeable, with better conversion rates and maybe even new market segments unlocked thanks to personalized outreach. Plus, the AI would be seamlessly integrated, making the whole process smooth and efficient. How do you usually help clients track and measure these kinds of successes?
What do you mean by tracking and measuring success? Why is that important to you?
Great question. Tracking and measuring success means keeping an eye on key metrics like lead conversion rates, call engagement, and revenue impact to see if the AI is really making a difference. It's important because without clear data, it's hard to know what's working and what needs tweaking. Plus, it helps justify the investment and shows the real value your AI brings to the business. For me, it's all about making sure the technology isn't just cool, but actually drives results. Does your team provide tools or reports to help with that?
Tell me more about how having clear data and reports impacts your decision-making and confidence in the technology.
Absolutely. Having clear data and court, sorry, I think you meant clear data and metrics really boosts confidence because it takes the guesswork out of decision-making. When you see solid numbers showing improved lead quality, higher engagement, or increased revenue, it's easier to trust the technology and justify scaling it up. It also helps identify what's working well and where to improve so you can optimize strategies continuously. Without that clarity, decisions feel like shots in the dark, which can be risky and stressful. How detailed are the analytics your AI provides?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to now, great. Many businesses I talk to mention challenges like limited time and resources to reach enough quality leads, difficulty personalizing outreach at scale, and sometimes the struggle to keep conversations natural and engaging without sounding robotic. Also, integrating new tech smoothly into existing workflows can be a hurdle. Does that resonate with what you're hearing from your clients? Or maybe you have some unique challenges you're tackling?
What are all the ways those problems and constraints are affecting the business right now?
Good follow-up. Those problems can slow down growth by causing missed opportunities. If you're not reaching enough quality leads, your sales pipeline dries up, lack of personalization can make prospects lose interest quickly, lowering conversion rates. And if conversations feel robotic, it hurts your brand's reputation and customer trust. Plus, struggling with tech integration can waste time and frustrate teams, leading to inefficiencies. Altogether, these constraints can mean lost revenue and slower business momentum. How do you usually help clients overcome these specific hurdles?